What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And you were on hold. My producer told me for about 45 minutes, and you want to get your opinion heard, and he said you're calling about the shooting in Minnesota?
We were talking about it.
You were talking about it at school?
About the shooting in Minnesota, and I don't know if you heard about it.
It's in the news. There's 10 people dead. It was a student who turned the gun on his fellow students, then he turned the gun on himself, apparently.
The shooting was at the Indian Reservation. It was an Indian kid.
He lived on the Red Lake Chippewa Reservation, I think.
Well, we were talking about it in our student prefect meetings.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Canyon High School.
Okay. And you called saying maybe you could shed some light on some of this?
Yes, sir. I think...
And what is your name, by the way? It's Justin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that... I don't know if a lot of adults or older people understand. It's probably... I think it's like five times tougher to be a kid now than it was maybe like 30 years ago. And on top of that, this kid is an Indian kid. And I don't know if you're familiar, but the Indians who lived here... First of all, they lived here long before, you know, white people ever got here. And when the white man came here, he massacred almost all of the Indians, the ones that was left. And the ones that was left was put on a reservation. So you can imagine how tough it is. If you can imagine how tough it is to be a kid now, I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing real good, man. You're on your prefect council at school?
Yes, sir. I'm the junior class president.
No, you're doing fine. You were saying if you can imagine how tough it is to be a kid now.
Yeah, then add to that being an Indian kid and a couple of guys at school said they were making a joke, but they said the kid was probably red-faced about it, you know.
Well, okay, you were saying because of the way Indians were treated, this is the reason why this young man opened fire?
Well, being a kid, being a young person, I guess I have a perspective that I guess, you know, adults don't have, and it's very hard for me, right?
What's the hardest thing about your life?
Excuse me?
What is the hardest thing about your life?
I guess the unreasonable expectations my parents have, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of parents are basically, I mean, I shouldn't say, but I guess a lot of parents are basically losers, so they try and make up for it with their kids. And, you know, like my father... He's always getting involved with homework, and my mother embarrasses me a lot at school. You know, she's volunteering at school, and if you can imagine all that pressure being put on a kid who also carries with him the rage of what happened to his people.
Yeah, but the apparently the websites or the news said that he was hitting neo-Nazi websites. He was into kind of bizarre politics, you know?
Well, yeah, but I think you need to understand that a lot of Indians, I guess, are seeing Nazisms as an option because of the fact that they want to wipe out a lot of America, and the last guy to get close to doing that, I guess, was Hitler, you know.
Well, you're not serious about Indians think that Nazism's an option.
Well, but I mean the way that he went about wanting to destroy America, you know, and, you know, I'm not saying it's right, you know.
You don't agree with the neo-Nazi philosophy, do you?
No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I understand if you're an Indian, like... This kid was, you know, I guess you got to do what you got to do, you know?
This kid shot into his classroom, he murdered classmates, he murdered a grandfather.
Yeah, but what choice did he have was, I guess, the point that I'm making, because he was on a mission. And
what do you mean, what choice did he have? The choice is you don't have to kill people.
No, see, you don't understand about how Indians were here a long time, and we basically murdered all of them. Except for the few that are left now that are on reservations. And these people got in his way. And do you know, Mr. Hendry, that it was legal to kill an Indian kid in California in the 19th century?
I think I knew that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was on a mission. And
well, what is the solution here? I'm going to give her phone number out because we are talking about something pretty significant in the news, which is a rampage that left 10 people dead, 7 other people wounded today in Bemidji, Minnesota. If you don't know where that is, that's up northern Minnesota, north of Minneapolis. It's kind of up in the sticks, I guess. And the young man who was said by the authorities to be the shooter is a kid named Jeff Weiss, or Weesey, and he was a student at a school on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. He's described as either 16 or 17. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Justin, this is one of the worst, this is being described as one of the worst school shootings since the Columbine Massacre in 1999. That killed 13 people.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's in the... Those guys were... You know, psychos. This kid is an Indian kid, and he is talking about how his people were raped by, you know, the white man and everything.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So you find it significant that he is an Indian, or I don't even know if he is an Indian?
Well, I guess.
Can we find out whether he's... Or do you have to be an Indian to go to... I guess you have to be an Indian to go to... Or a Native American. He killed himself, apparently, after exchanging fire with police officers. Look, I'm not trying to...
If I could interrupt you, Mr. Henry...
Go ahead.
I don't think you understand about the Indians, because they got wiped out, have been really angry and... You need to understand something that a lot of people don't understand. They're angry about it, and if you read about how in the 19th century they raped, like white women and also scalped guys, that's there. I mean, that can still happen.
Well, what you're telling me here is that this is some kind of the beginning of a Native American Armageddon of some kind?
Well, no, I mean,
what you're saying that this is the beginning of some Native American vengeance? Doesn't that all sound a little comic book to you?
No, not if you understand what we did to them. You know, I don't think you understand what we did to them. You know, he was Native American, and he probably considered himself more to be a Native Nazi, more, instead of being Native American, he's natively Nazi. And
in other words, he's rejecting his Native American roots?
Well, not that he's rejecting his Native American roots, but it's not good enough. He wants to be Native American Nazi also.
Okay, Justin, you're a 17-year-old high school junior?
Yeah, I'm in my junior year.
At Canyon High School, and you were talking about this with other students because you feel that somehow along the, somewhere you understand the motives of this kid, but you don't put this in the same category with Columbine.
No, I mean, those guys at Columbine were just punks. They were punks. I mean, they were just stupid punks. You know, they didn't have anything to be mad about. I mean, their parents had a lot of money. They had their own rooms. Nobody bothered them. You know, I mean, when I read up on those guys on Columbine, they had like an ideal life, and they messed it up, and they had the perfect life. Nobody bothered them. And
a lot of people say that that's why Columbine happened, because the parents were not involved with their kids, with those two boys.
Well, that's
you're not buying that.
No, I don't really buy a lot of that. I mean, it'd be better if my parents would leave me alone. I'd be way less, you know, psycho myself, I guess, but, I mean, in the case of the engines, they, you know...
Well, all right, I think that a lot has been done.
Hey, why don't I go get the sports page so I can read about my favorite team, the Redskins? I mean, what is that, you know? And it's just going on and on and on and on and never will end.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Justin here, who's a high school student himself, about the shootings in Bemidji, Minnesota today. Patrick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Patrick?
Yeah, I disagree with Justin big time. I'm a Native American, and I disagree with what he's got to say. And it all goes back to our social values and how we brought up and, you know, how we deal with everything that's going on.
Are you an Indian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can understand how he's... ready to just go on the warpath and stuff.
No, warpath, nothing like that. It's a slap in the face to be saying something like that.
What do you mean?
Can't handle ourselves. And we have to.
No, I'm saying you can't.
Violence.
I'm saying that it's understandable. It's understandable that an engine would want to go and do that because of what we're reading in American history right now about what happened at Wounded Knee and everything like that.
Yeah, sure, but it doesn't justify killing a human being. Bottom line is we are all human beings, and it doesn't justify taking one life for another. You know, let the past rest, and hopefully we can teach our young ones about the past and build from that.
But based upon what the white man did to you, that's kind of... It's kind of pussy, isn't it? I mean...
All right, let's not characterize. The man's trying to give a message.
No, I know. He's an Indian. He knows better. But isn't that kind of pussy to say that?
What do you mean, man?
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, are you out on the plains right now? Or are you out in the prairie or something?
No, I'm not. I'm in an urban surrounding.
Oh, okay. It sounded windy, like you're out on a prairie in a prairie.
He's on his car. He's in a car phone. Patrick, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Justin McElroy as a high school senior. Probably a very good person to talk to, get some perspective when we are confronted with these tragedies as we are today. Yet again, another high school shooting. This one pretty, well, they're all serious, but this one tantamount to another Columbine in that 10 people were killed. 13 were killed at Columbine, 7 people wounded. And the shooter, a young man of 16 or 17, then kills himself. And this was at a Native American school in Bemidji, Minnesota, called the Red Lake Indian Reservation. Our young caller here is a high school student who said that the fact that this young man was possibly Native American plays a lot in terms of factoring into the reasons. And maybe the reasons are understandable. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends were nothing but like suburban sex pods.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I can understand that. Yeah, it's scary. It's very scary. You know, after Columbine, one of my sons was very frightened, and he wrote this poetry. He actually wrote a song.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't want to bore you, man.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I really kind of want to get on with...
Well, would you mind if I tell the story?
Well, but I was on hold for 45 minutes, you know, and I'm sorry, Mr. Inner, I don't mean to offend you, or... But this is really important, and you're telling me stories about your kid. It's more important right now to hear what the kid is saying. You know what the kid street, as they say, the Arab street. What's the kid street saying? You know, and right now every kid on the street saying that this Indian, maybe he's just doing that because of the way his people were put on reservations. They were starved to death. They're given like bad liquor to drink, or they don't, it's like generic beer or whatever they have to drink. And
I understand what you're saying. The conditions on Indian reservations are terrible, considering the fact, especially, that there's supposedly been a windfall from all of these casinos. You know,
well, most of that money goes to white people anywhere. They're the ones that own the casinos.
How do you figure that?
Because they don't let Indians own casinos. They make believe that they do. They won't allow it. They only allow whites to have casino licenses. And the Indians are like at the back door waiting for the guy to give them an envelope, and that's about it.
You learned all of this in American history?
Yeah, and a lot of talking that I do with my friends in chat rooms and stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lily, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yes, ma'am.
So, do you want my opinion?
Well, yeah. I tell you what. Did you have something you wanted to say? Because I was I have a problem with what you were saying, man. When you talk about people Indians not owning anything, the white man.
Well, I mean, but the bottom line is you don't really understand, Mr. Henry, because of being, you know, older. And
well, Justin, how old are you, and are you Caucasian, or what is your perspective here?
Yeah, I'm a white man.
I'm a white young woman, and okay, I certainly have sympathy for everything the Indians went through, and that they were the actual Native Americans here, and that we took their land, and they certainly didn't deserve half or any of what we did to them, but you know, I wasn't back there in that time, and I'm not going to justify the people that did all of that, but I certainly wouldn't justify someone murdering 10 people over the past.
Okay, but think about this. Okay, you weren't there back then.
Neither
okay?
were you.
Neither was I.
Neither
but now,
was the
okay,
kid.
But wait a minute. Well, so if you weren't there then and I wasn't, and the Indian is still mad, who is he going to take it out on? Looks like
well,
you're,
black people
looks
are
like
still
you're
mad
elected.
About slavery, right? But just
looks
because
like you're elected. You know, I mean, there's nothing.
No, what do you mean, listen, are you justifying that he killed these people?
No, but
thank you.
There's a lot of people need to understand what the Indians, what we did to them, all the drugs we gave them. We gave them drugs,
well,
and
I don't
we
really
made them have sex
issue,
with their children
I
and everything.
I absolutely agree with you that they were given very unfair circumstances.
Well, there was a lot of horrific things done to Native Americans. There were law. It's a black mark on a country that tries to be better than its past. I think that's the one thing that marks America different from other countries, that
absolutely.
we take a look at the horror that have inflicted on ourselves and others, and we try to elevate ourselves.
Yeah, but do you understand that that like Indians, it was legal to just walk up to an Indian woman and have sex with her in the dirt?
Well, it was legal for men to rape slaves as well, but we don't say that's a reason for a black person to get angry and kill people right now. We don't justify that. That's
okay,
not
can I ask
right.
you a question? Do you know of any law, do you know of any state in the union where it's legal to walk up to someone and just have butt sex with them right there?
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
but that is
okay.
Not the point.
Okay, dude.
That has nothing to do with
well, that's what we did to them.
All right, but Lily's point, my point, so therefore, let's get a gun if we're an Indian and go and start blasting.
No, but can't you have sympathy for him?
This is
Jesus,
the thing.
Man.
This is what I'm trying to say. If this young man wanted to change how society runs and wanted to better society and what happened in the past and prevent it from happening again, killing people is not the answer. The answer is setting an example of compassion for minorities, setting an example of moral living and tolerance for others, and not killing people.
Yeah, but why should he believe you? Because you're the white woman who lied to him.
What are you saying?
What does that have to do with this?
Well, it
that
has to do,
to do with
because
this.
The white woman lied to him, and now you're saying it again?
What do you mean the white woman lied? You mean white
what
people?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying why would an Indian want to believe a white woman when she was the liar?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think you really have a valid point, to be honest.
No, ma'am.
What I'm calling
right.
in about is that...
Right, Lily, I got just wrap it up. If you could give 10 seconds, then I got to move on, Lily.
Okay, I sat next to a girl on an airplane who was at Columbine, and I really think that this central issue is not about race.
Columbine?
I really think it's about society and something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
I think it's about, the guys at Columbine, they should check and see if they were Indians.
You just said they're not freaking Indians, man. The guys at Columbine were not Indians.
Well, I'm making a joke because she's not understanding that when the...
What do you mean the white woman lied?
I mean, the white man lied to the Indian. Why would he listen?
Here is Crystal. Hi, Crystal. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy.
Hey, Justin. Look, I have family that was killed at Pearl Harbor. They were stationed on the USS Arizona. Should I go out and kill Japanese now?
No, because we won. No, because we won. We won. But if we lost it... Huh?
But does that give me an excuse? Does that give me an excuse because I had family that was in prison camps with the Germans and were gassed? Should I go out and kill Germans?
No, because we won the war.
Should I go out and kill people that were Arabic because of what they did in 9/11? Who just go up and start blowing up their mosques?
Excuse me, are you Japanese or Arab or are you what? I mean, you had like family dead everywhere.
She's saying if.
Okay,
no.
I am white.
Did you have people at Columbine?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So do you think we should go out and kill Germans because of that? No. What I'm saying...
Why would we kill Germans because of Columbine?
I mean, white, you like white kids.
No, but you're saying he had his...
Okay, Crystal,
meeting.
Crystal, hold on for a minute, all right? We're taking a break, but you'll be first up as soon as we come back. And hang on, Justin, as we talk about the high school rampage in Bemidji, Minnesota today. Justin McElroy is a high school senior who believes that the fact that the young shooter was a Native American may play into this and may, on some level, make it, if not forgivable, at least understandable. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got a gentleman on the line here. Are you still there, Justin?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me bring on Lloyd. Lloyd?
Yes, Mr. Hendry.
All right, you say that your family is related to Custer?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
It's a long, it's not exactly close family?
No, sir. We are related by way of my wife's family is related to Custer, and it's extended, but I wanted to take issue with this young man talking about how I'm a Korean War veteran, and believe me when I tell you, I have great sympathy for the Indian, and I fought with a lot of good Indian boys in Korea, and I'll tell you right now, they can fight. But my family is related to the family of George Custer, and are you trying to tell me what happened to him was good?
Are you kidding? Custer was an animal. He deserved everything.
Oh, boy. Woo-hoo. That tears it. Because...
Wait. Okay, now let's hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a second.
What happened to George Custer and those men was a horrific massacre. Men were scalped alive. Men were left to die.
Well, I mean, they were invading a sacred territory, the Sioux.
Well, hold on, man. We're talking about something that happened in Minnesota, not George Custer.
Well, my family is related to Custer, and I want this kid to say straight on, do you think what happened to Custer was good?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Hendry, do you know that the men who accompanied Custer that day were scalped alive, some men tortured, some...
Sir, that's a long time ago. I don't want to talk about Custer.
Well, I'll tell you right now, boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, spit it out, God. You got Alzheimer's?
I beg your pardon?
All right, let's have some respect here.
Well, I'm trying to say that this got nothing to do with the Indians. If you want to talk about Custer, yeah, what happened to Custer was great. I'm glad it happened to him. I wish they would have done it to him over and over and over again. Like if he would have gone up there like six times and they would have killed him six times.
Boy, that tears it.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to... Brenda. Hi, Brenda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
I'm concerned because I believe that there are more issues that we need to look at other than our history. I'm an African-American woman, and sure, I didn't have slaves, but I believe that there are some things that are cyclic and generational, but there are also mental health issues.
Are you related at all to Native people, ma'am? My people were related to Custer.
All right, can we get off of Custer?
I'm not related to Custer, no.
You're not Native American.
Okay, this lady says she's African American, so I'm sure you can understand the rage of the Indian and how he wants to go and, like, scalp white men and stuff.
Well, I understand what history says. I mean, you know...
Boy, that's enough to make me want to just jump through the phone.
All right, I got to have one person talking. Brenda has the floor. Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, I understand that history tells different stories, but what we're not addressing is the history that's written is up for interpretation. The person who told the story, who knows what was left out? What we want to look at is what's making these kids feel the need to bring violence in to what we have always considered a safe environment.
Because they
take race out.
They raped Indian. They raped Indian women.
Well, you know, they
what do you
raped,
mean they didn't rape any?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay.
Am I going to be allowed to speak, Mr. Henry, or is this just going to be between the boy and this lady? I'm not a boy, old man. Okay.
Hold on. I got to have one person talking at once. Maybe I shouldn't have brought on two callers. Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, thank you. I think what...
Retard.
I mean, we have
a retard.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I think that there are a lot of tragedies that have happened. And we empathize with them as a society. But unfortunately, where you have family norms, there are things that are taught that are brought up. Now, let's say, because he was Native American, he killed these people.
I think it'd be really cool.
I believe,
if I was Native American, I would want to be able to go and get a gun and everything.
Well, you know, the problem is this.
Oh, boy.
You said that you're a junior in high school. The problem with this is we have societal norms.
I dare you to bring a gun onto my property. I dare you to.
Brenda, I apologize for all the interruptions that you're getting.
Forgive me,
Mr. Henry.
Well, you're being rude, both of you gentlemen.
Well, I'm just trying to say that Indian women were allowed to be laid down in the dirt and you could do the nasty on them. And nobody ever...
Well, you just let the lady finish.
All of that is all well and good, but at what point do we accept responsibility for
exactly.
change?
Exactly. Good point, Brenda. I thank you, and I don't think you gentlemen have a...
Let me apologize to the lady. I pride myself on being a gentleman, Brenda. But this little 17-year-old piece of human dung is making... My people were 7th Cavalry. My people go back in the military a long way. Have you ever heard of the Buffalo Soldier?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the African-American cavalry. A fine soldier indeed. My people go back to the 7th Cavalry. And just because my grandfather got left butt up over there in Little Bighorn, this kid thinks it's funny. I didn't think it was funny. I just think it's good that what happened to the cavalry, they deserved it.
Well, if nothing else comes from this,
all right.
Hopefully what will happen is he will rethink some of the things
that
he's explored.
Thank you very much, Brenda. 1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Number one, I actually am Native, okay, and I'm Cherokee. And what this gentleman is saying is actually appalling. Number one, he needs to get his facts straight. Number two, you cannot own anything on a reservation without it actually being part of, it actually is the tribe that owns it. So yes, we actually do own the casino, contrary to your little internet friends thinking that you do or do not.
Well, wait a second.
Excuse me, I am talking. You'll give me the respect that I do deserve. Do you understand that?
Yes,
thank
I do,
you.
Sir, but how come everybody's starving to death? The white man must be doing it.
You know
it.
What? Excuse me, I am talking. You are not. You will give me the respect that you deserve.
Okay.
So maybe if your parents would have disciplined you in the first place, that
you
would have given the discipline that you actually do deserve.
Do you have a
and number
tail?
Two, it
do
is people
tail?
Like you that you are actually are feeding this. You saying that they should have done this, they should have done that. Sounds like that you're actually friends with some people from Columbine. You know, I wouldn't be surprised
what?
If your friends were not part of the ones that actually did it. You type of people are actually feeding this.
There you go.
And number two, I am sick and tired of hearing you say, engine this, engine that.
What?
Do you not know that an engine is actually from a car? We are Indian.
No,
we are Native American. Do you understand that? Yes or no?
No.
You do not understand that?
No.
You do not understand that. See, then,
no, you don't know how to spell engine. E-N-G-I-N-E is engine. God.
It
well,
is
he's
Indian.
Saying,
we are Native American.
Indian, Native.
You are saying engine.
Yeah,
okay.
You said that was
that
what's
is
in a car.
That's very disrespectful.
That's not
you're
in a
being
car.
Very disrespectful to my own people.
Oh, how's that disrespectful? I
by
have
calling
great...
us an engine?
What's wrong with that?
That's very racist. It's very disrespectful. We are Native Americans.
Well, first of all...
We are Indians. We are not Indians.
Okay. You say you're an Indian. Are you like... Do you have a... ponytail and stuff, or what?
Do I have a what?
A ponytail and you know, because I don't know what you mean by that.
Excuse me,
this young man,
disrespectful.
This young man,
and number two, you know what? I have actually been in the military. I've been a sniper in the U.S. Army for 10 years, okay? So I don't want to hear this crap about you saying engine this, engine that.
What are you going to come and
because he's Native American is the reason actually why. That he actually did this.
Well, what are you going to come and
like you that are actually feeding this, that are making it right,
I need a post?
Explaining that it is because the Indians
put
that did
this. Put you on an anthill. That's what he'll do to you. You going to scalp me if I make you mad?
Actually, you know what? Man. You know who actually started the scalping? Given that information. Who was the very first people
to
scalp?
Wait a minute. If you say the white man, then you got me to deal with.
Well, hold
actually,
on.
The white people were the very first people to scalp. That's actually why the Indians started doing it, because the white people actually were scalping the Indians. They actually were given $10 per scalp to bring back to the cavalry.
Well, those
yes,
weren't Americans.
Were.
Those were the British that were paying them, see. That was before America even was thought about.
So
whatever. Okay, are we on the... You guys...
Hey, can I ask you something, Bill? How big your totem pole?
Aren't you funny? Now you're acting like the punk kid that everybody thinks you are, see? You wanted to call up and talk about this whole tragedy in Minnesota, and you wanted to talk about it seriously.
Well, I did want to.
Yeah, and then you come up with how big's your totem pole and shtick like that. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. You know, it is. I'm just really getting sick and tired of people like him trying to say that it's just because it's Indian, the way that the white people did this, the way the white people did that, the reason why it makes it right. If you actually knew anything about Native American history... Then you would understand that it is all sacred. Killing is very sacred. We only do it for a certain purpose, not just because the way the white man did this or the white man did that. And, you know, frankly, you actually are sounding like the people that are actually doing it, saying, kill this, kill that, kill this.
Well, you sound like
you
an
actually
adult.
Are actually sounding like the people that actually
well,
started this in the first place.
Well, you sound just like a typical adult, like every kid's out to kill and stuff. I was trying to stick up for the engines, and you're all telling me...
There we go with the engine again. Engine this, engine that. If you had a brain in your head, then you would understand that we are Indians. We are Native Americans. We are not engines.
Now, can I ask the gentleman a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
I just want to ask you, my name's Lloyd Bonafide, sir, and I don't mean any disrespect. I was in the United States Navy during the Korean conflict. Now, I had people with the 7th Cavalry. You don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, actually, I was actually attached to the 7th Cavalry.
You were?
Yes, I was. 37 Cav, Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Well, God bless you for your service to our country.
Weren't those the guys that attacked the Little Bighorn?
Yeah, that's
yes,
what I'm trying to
yes,
say.
They were.
This guy's a traitor.
Actually, I've been over to Iraq. I've been to Germany.
Oh, great.
I've been to Afghanistan.
Okay, and you joined the very guys that came over and attacked all the Indians? Nice going.
Whatever. You know...
What are you laughing about? Hey, can I ask you something, Bill?
Yes.
You got deerskin clothes and stuff?
Do I have deerskin clothes on?
Yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you walk around in loincloth?
No, white people...
Because you're acting like a caveman.
White people wear pants, thank you.
White people wear pants?
Actually, white folks wore loincloths way back in the days of Europe before there was...
Before what? Before there was, like, houses?
Okay, I got to take a break before I reach through the phone and strangle this kid, Bill. So thank you very much for your call.
Not a problem.
1-800...
Hold on a minute. I want to find out. Is he or is he not proud of what Custer did?
Will you get out of here? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a busted Dollywood if you'll shut up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What did he say?
Mr. Hendry, I wanted to...
What did you say, Justin?
I said that they have a commercial on TV right now for a TV show that I think is wrong. And everybody's talking about me. Why do they have that?
What commercial?
It's for a TV show called Fat Actress. And
you mean the Kirstie Alley thing?
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with it?
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know what...
What has that got to do with whether my family knew Custer or not, and how...
Can we forget about General Custer for a minute? What's wrong with the Fat Actress commercial?
It's frightening, and it's vulgar. Because she's totally disgusting, and I hate her. I mean...
You're talking about Kirstie Alley.
Yes, I hate her. I hope she dies of a heart attack. God.
Boy, dude, you got some issues, huh?
I got issues. The white man has issues on account of he is going to get shot.
Here is Mary. Mary, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mary, go right ahead.
Oh, I heard on the news that the kid was angry because he was the clown of the class, and a lot of the kids didn't think he was so funny. And this is why he was angry and started shooting, I guess.
Oh, is that right?
I heard that on the news.
Uh-huh. How old are you, dear?
How old am I?
Yes, dear.
Oh, I'm old.
I just let you know, I'm 73. I was in Korea.
I'm 75.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking to this kid, and he thinks he knows. You know how kids are. They know it all.
Oh, well, he doesn't. Tell him to listen to the news.
And I said to the kid, I said, now, my family, by way of extended family, was with Custer at the Little Bighorn. And I said, you think that's funny? And the kid says to me, I'm glad what happened to Custer.
I heard that.
Did you hear that?
I was listening to it.
So I said
I
to
think
him,
he's a little mental.
Well, let me tell you what. I said to him, I'll come through the phone, and I'll make you my wife. You know? So then the kid says to me,
hey, excuse me, but we're here too?
Huh?
We're here too?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. I heard him. He's very rude. I heard him on the radio.
Are you talking about me? All I said was, I think General Custer should have been tied to an anthill with them stakes and be buried up to his neck and stuff. And then the Indians have a way to carve your head up just like it's a ham.
Yeah. You know what, kid?
That Justin...
I'd like to come through the phone on you like a broom.
He needs help.
I think the old man's gay.
Excuse me, let's forget the kid for a minute, Mary. Let's talk about you. Now, where do you live?
I live in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. I live in the Alhambra area.
Oh, uh-huh.
And do you get over to the Follies over there at Palm Springs ever on North Canyon Road?
I just moved here.
Uh-huh.
I intend to go. I'd love to go.
Oh, it's absolutely marvelous. And they had a guy over there the other day. I forget his name, but he was in the movies. And I like to go over there. Then I go across the street to Maxim's, and I have a big glass of bourbon. And I wonder if you'd care to join me.
Oh, well.
Now, I am married.
You're married?
Well, who cares?
Well, I don't go with married men.
Well, what?
You sound like a nice guy, though.
What difference does it make for sweet old Jesus Christ?
Well, you come on. Mary, thank you very much.
Oh, wait a minute. Right. You're not cutting me off now in the prime of my...
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If you're looking for a date for the prom, Chris Norton is coming up in a few minutes. He's got just the thing for you. It's Chris Norton's dream date business. He'll be telling us about it. Also coming up tonight on the program, Logan Benson will be on to tell us what his grandfather's been thinking lately. And we'll also have on Scared Straight, the 911 operator version. How does an emergency operator deal with... who is out of the Scared Straight program, deal with a family whose baby is at the bottom of a swimming pool. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're also going to have a special video announcement for you in just a few minutes.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.